It has been 1 week since gunmen stormed the private residence of Haitian President Jovenel Moïse, murdering him and wounding his wife. Since then, at least three people have stepped into the power vacuum, claiming a right to lead the country. Meanwhile, the investigation is ongoing, even as Haiti's humanitarian crisis is getting worse. Widlor Merencor is editor-in-chief of the news outlet Aibo Post. We reached him by Skype in Port-au-Prince. Widlor, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
Now that it's been a week since this assassination, does it feel as though the mood among people in Haiti is changing at all?
Right after the assassination, you would see a lot of tension and you would see a lot of confusion from the people. But right now, several days after, you could see that people are trying to get back to some sort of normalcy, whatever that means in a country ruled by gangs. And you can see also the gangs restarting quickly their activities. I'm hearing about several cases of kidnappings, which, you know, stopped a little bit a couple of days after the assassination, but this business is quickly restarting. People still have questions, but you can see more people in the street right now. Of course, the worry that people have regarding their own security is still there. But the airport is reopened and you can see businesses reopen as well.
U.S. investigators arrived in Haiti on Sunday. What kind of assistance have they been able to offer officials there?
It's unclear what type of help the U.S. is providing. We just know that the U.S. is involved with the investigation. There is also this fact, at least one of the assailants who was like a informant for the DEA. So there is question about, did the DEA actually knew about some of the stuff that came out? And, you know, people are asking for transparency. And is there anything that could have been done to prevent this?
Meanwhile, as the investigation goes on, there is talk about elections in September. They are theoretically planned to happen. Here's Haiti's ambassador to the United States, Bokshi Edmond, in an interview with Morning Edition today.
We need to go to have those elections so we can renew our democratic institutions so democracy can prevail in Haiti.
At this point, are fair elections in the fall a realistic goal?
If you talk to the different stakeholders here in Haiti, I think virtually all of them will tell you that it's practically impossible to have elections in this context in Haiti. I mean, even the PHTK, the party of the actual administration, is telling you that they are skeptical about having elections in Haiti right now. It was very difficult before the assassination of the president. You have only 10 elected officials in Haiti, where you should have hundreds. Because the past president did not hold elections on time, you are in the situation you are in right now. But at the same time, large parts of Haiti are ruled by gangs. And if you were to have free and fair elections, it's practically impossible to have them when 30 to 60% of your territory is ruled by people who are more armed than your Haitian National Police.
So the political challenges are immense. So are the humanitarian challenges. UNICEF says that a third of all children in Haiti are in need of emergency supplies, things like food, water, and medical care. Not a single coronavirus vaccine has been administered. Do you think that the chaos you're describing has made Haiti's ongoing humanitarian crisis even worse?
I think there is no question. Before the assassination of the president, about 15 people were killed. And during the month of June, about 13,000 people flee their homes. And there is reason to believe that thousands more are fleeing the places of, you know, the places where they stayed because of violence. And you have 4.4 million million people in Haiti in critical need for food. And at the same time, you have people who are almost unable to go, for instance, to the south of Haiti because the road is so dangerous. It's extremely difficult for help and for humanitarian people to walk and to get to those who are in need.
Woodlore Merencourt, editor-in-chief of the Haitian news outlet Aibo Post. We reached him on a Skype line in Port-au-Prince. Thank you so much.
Thank you.